Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing to you, hands locked on my black couch with nothing to do. Can't stop on cloud 20, buried in the drugs, but the feels keep coming. Finally stop crying, but your nose is still running.
Yeah.
Wipe it on my shirt. I'm asleep. You tell me that you wanna do it, babe. I love it when you say it gets flat. Reading stories to some other nigga kid. And I wonder why I'm all messed up. Cause we gotta be responsible sometimes. Be a class act, never mind my alumni. I don't wanna be around a baby so dumb high that I don't see the beauty of a mama on inside. Curled up with my head on your chest, it's the best remedy for the pain and the stress. If the world doesn't change, then we'll never get dressed. It'll be like this to the kiss of the death of my soul. Bowl of the blue dream, no, not a good team. One soul, two halves. No joke, who laughs? Just us.
Just us.
Okay, got this OJ and Jose. Mixed it up with that rosé. We gon' do this our own way, alright. Okay, what is it that you're smoking? Piece it up with this peace and love. And this peace and love like the OJ. Yeah, what I am trying. Everything is okay right here.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Imani Rose, and you are listening to Sexy and Booze Radio on the Dollhouse Network. Thank you guys for listening in. I'm sure everybody's still in traffic and trying to get home, so it's all good. I won't sweat you on that, but every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sexy and Biz will be on the radio. And I look forward to getting to know you guys as well as you guys getting to know me. There's so much to tell you, so much to share as far as the resources and new things that I have going on. So we're going to get right into the show. Again, my name is Imani Rose, and if you guys don't know who I am, Imani Rose is known for her adult entertainment world. So if you guys Google Imani Rose, you will see a couple of names, but I'm the Imani Rose that actually worked in adult entertainment from the years of 2009 all the way to about 2012. And it's now 2014, so I've been on a little hiatus trying to figure out what to do in my comeback, and this inspiration came to mind, creating Sexy in Biz. And Sexy in Biz is basically a opportunity for me to connect with other sexy entrepreneurs and help them help each other. Over the years of being a sexy entrepreneur myself, I started meeting other people that were go-getters like me that I thought were phenomenal, as well as sexy businesses, sexy business ideas that gave me insight to, you know, try new things besides being an adult actress. So if you guys want to check out more while I'm talking, you can go to sexyinbiz.com and you can find out more about Sexy in Biz. So the topic for this month is basically the foundation of being a sexy entrepreneur. And the foundation of that really has to do with a concept that I believe holds true for every sexy entrepreneur, and that's to have an able mindset. And the motto is, or the slogan or what have you, is you are able to be as sexy as you are. And ABLE stands for being authentic, being balanced, being liberated, and being empowered. With these four understandings, your mindset is able to do whatever you envision on doing throughout your career and your life. So with that being said, the first part of the show, we will talk about what is a sexy entrepreneur. And then the second, the middle part of the show, we'll talk about 10 qualities of a sexy entrepreneur, and then the ending of the show, we'll talk about that 10th quality in more depth. So again, you guys are welcome to call in. Let me get the phone number for you. You can call me with any questions along the way, and that will be call in, you know, to talk to me at 646-595-4038, and you will, I believe you can press 1 and you'll be placed in the queue to talk to me. So I was just looking on my Twitter, and I am mostly on Sexy in Biz on my Twitter. I'm not really on my adult side anymore, so, you know, you guys may see me on both or may not see me on both, but I'm trying to build up the Sexy in Biz. So if you're listening right now, add me on Twitter. It is Sexy in Biz, and you spell that S-E-X-Y-N-B-I-Z. So if you guys are on Twitter, find me on Twitter and talk to me, get to know me, ask as many questions as you need to. I'm really catering this show to anybody that's looking to start a business. Maybe you are a brand or business where you offer services or products. This is really for the entrepreneurial mindset of people. So if you're about business, you call me with your questions, and I can kind of help you the best way I know how, or at least give you some insight or resources that can help you become better at putting your business out there. So let's just get into the topic real soon. What is a sexy entrepreneur? So if you're going to call in, your call-in question will be what makes you a sexy entrepreneur, or give us an example of a sexy entrepreneur. And when we come back from our first song, we will, you know, answer those questions. But in a nutshell, before we go to the break, define sexy. What is sexy to you? And sexy is pretty straightforward. It's basically being sexually attractive. You know, there's so many synonyms that go with the word sexy. So let's just put it out there. Sexy means being sexually attractive. And what is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is a risk taker, a go-getter, someone that is willing to go up and beyond the norm to do something in perspective of their passion and actually turn it into a profitable business. And it may be in the forms of products or services or both. So a sexy entrepreneur is a sexually attractive business that caters to the sexy in everybody. So it could be a service, a product. And when we get back, I'll talk more about what made me a sexy entrepreneur, and then I'll take any calls of those who may want to answer that question, what makes you a sexy entrepreneur?
Come here.
You don't want me to come over there.
Come here.
What?
You know what? Just listen.
I'm watching you, watching me. I'm close enough to touch us. I know you like this part, it's part of me. Not touching you, touching me. Open the curtains up. We gotta be ashamed of nothing.
When the moonlight it hits ya slow. And a swagger, I wish ya
undo that train, turn around, let me get a better look at
what God gave ya.
Get a better look at
what God gave ya.
Don't be ashamed of
what God gave ya.
I know your spirit is cool, I know what to do. I'll be all up in the middle of
what God gave ya.
Get your boy a little love.
What God gave ya.
Ooh, baby. Catch your breath, I'll go slow.
My
fingers meet your dark sack. I'm almost there just watching you react. Hold on to me to let go.
No.
So emotional, but you ain't gotta be afraid of nothing.
When the moonlight it hits ya.
I'm tracing up the spot.
The day that I come inside.
You relax and let it go.
Just let it go.
You said it's what you want.
It's what I'm
doing. It's so beautiful.
So
tell me, take it now. Girl, I'm crushing all.
All right, you guys, and we're back to Sexy and Biz Radio. That song was by Columbus Short called Gavia. Very sexy song. I definitely love that song. I'm going to have to download that myself. So back to our show. Before the music break, I was talking about what is a sexy entrepreneur, and I made it very simple. And it was basically, you know, defining sexy, defining entrepreneur for yourself, but then also just looking at yourself. What makes you a sexy entrepreneur? So if you are considering becoming a sexy entrepreneur, you are, you have to ask yourself this question: what makes you a sexy entrepreneur? So going to me, my sexy entrepreneurial pursuit started back when I was a model. I used to model when I was about 19 years old. I started modeling, and from there, I created all these different avenues of being sexy. I told myself, you know, whatever I do in life, I want to be sexy, and I want that to be the basis of my career. So I made those choices to do that. So in doing that, I became more than just a model. I did all types of modeling. I didn't just take pictures in front of the camera. It went from being on Model Mayhem to promotional modeling out at conventions and conferences into becoming like a muse for photographers. So photographers most of the time have their projects that they work on every year, and every photographer is different. I mean, photographers are always looking for a certain look and a certain muse to use in that essence of creation. So I started doing photographer projects, and it opened up my eyes to be more creative as a model, and that was very important to me. I needed that. Because it made me develop new qualities within myself, like, oh, I like this. I want to do more sexy stuff like this. Or I also developed the other side where it's like, I don't ever want to do nothing like this again. I don't ever want to develop any type of information with that photographer again. So it just added on and on from there. So in these certain qualities that I've developed over the years, so from age 19 to now I am 28 years old, this is about, you know, 9 years in the making, I noticed that there were other sexy entrepreneurs and we all had certain things in common. So I want to give you guys just kind of a glimpse of, you know, what the qualities were, and we'll do that, you know, a little bit later. But for now, if there's any calls coming in, I'll take a call right now. I'm in my chat area and I cannot see anything that's going on. So just letting you guys know that I can't see you in this session, but we'll figure it out. So if you're calling in, just say hello and we'll go from there. But if not, I will still continue on with my sexy entrepreneurial pursuit. And again, the call-in number is 646-595-4038. And you just press number 1 and you get connected and you'll be connected in to talk to me. So let's go back into these entrepreneurial pursuits, and if someone calls, then I'll just go with the flow. let's see. So, again, going into my entrepreneurial pursuits, I was modeling at one point in my career in the beginning, probably from age 19 to 23 years old, and I really liked it. I loved being sexy. I didn't mind being naked. That was just all good for me. But I wanted more money. I wanted to make more money. I wanted to figure out how to really leverage and capitalize on that experience. And being those, you know, young ages of 19 to 23, I really didn't know. I was still in college trying to figure it out, and those were not a part of my homework assignments yet. I didn't learn that until after the fact. So I just started networking. Networking became something that I did very often, going to parties, going to events, and just meeting different people that I was interested in meeting. I used Model Mayhem a lot as far as trying to figure out where things were. And I was very fortunate to stumble upon a lot of good leads, whether it was just somebody, you know, that was another model, and she knew a photographer that knew this magazine editor and things like that. And it really just helped me kind of propel forward in all of that. From there, from the modeling, like I said, I wanted to make more money. So I started only looking for paid gigs. In modeling, sometimes you do a lot of trades. You don't really make a lot of money. You're an artist, up-and-coming artist. Is the right mindset to say that you are, because you really are trying to figure out what makes you a model, what makes you sexy. And so as an artist, I wanted to make more money. So I was like, how do you make more money? And I started looking at girls that were making money. At the time, MySpace was very popular. And I used to be in love with Melissa Ford. That was like my favorite vixen to look at. I wanted to be a vixen. I was like, okay, I can't just be a model. I have to be a vixen. And that is where I started just watching what she was doing. And so as I'm watching her, you know, I'm like, I don't even know the people she knows. I don't even know what she's doing. I had to kind of create my own Melissa Ford experience, I guess you would say. So I started just hanging out with certain socialites that helped me meet people. And I can honestly say that opened up doors to just a new party life, and I became like a promoter, a club promoter, and that helped a lot because I always had access to what was coming into town and who was coming and what was what, or being like just a promotional model, I was able to do that. And I'm still trying to figure out my chat situation. Sorry, you guys, I can't see what's going on out there. I can only talk. I don't have access for some reason to hang out and chat on Dollhouse Radio. And I'm just putting it out there so somebody that's, you know, doing my soundboards know that you just need to text me. Because that's not going to work, whatever this is, you know, what we're doing on the emails. And moving forward, so sexy entrepreneur for me really didn't develop until I was about 23 years old. And by that time, like I said, I had a money mind set about what I wanted. I just wanted money. You know, I was like, I'm sexy. I see other girls making money. I want to make money. So I had to start creating money-making strategies for myself that would help me develop, you know, whatever it would take for me to start making money. And money started falling in my lap probably when I started party hosting. So I started doing some party hosting. And it wasn't like club parties. It was like private parties. It really wasn't something, but people, like, promoted it and announced it. And from there, I started going to these different, like, sound parties. And I was living in Los Angeles, you guys. I'm in California. I'm a California girl. I started everything in California. So when I was in college, I chose to pursue my academic years in Los Angeles so I could also model on the side. So I was going to school in the day, partying at night. That was me. So, yeah, I went from the, you know, party scenes to actually running into some interesting people. I started running into people that worked in the adult entertainment. And I think it had to do with the level of sexy that I was. Like, I didn't mind being a naked model at a party, like a body-painted model at a party. And when you go around being sexy, you start attracting more sexy people. And I met a guy that was in the adult entertainment business, and he, you know, approached me in the aspect of becoming an adult film actress. And at first, I wasn't scared of it, but I was just hesitant because I was like, well, how much money is really in that? I think a lot of people have all these assumptions of what they think happens in the adult entertainment, and everybody's different. Everybody comes in different. Everybody leaves out different. So for me, it made sense once we start really talking about the numbers, I'm like, how much do I get paid for a scene? You know, how is the testing? Is everybody tested? How, you know, how does it work as far as, like, you, is someone calling in? I hear a voice. Well, I hear something, a phone. Hello? You're listening to Sexy and Biz? No? I was the only one that heard that? Okay. If you guys call in, say hello. Anyway, so as I got into the adult side, I was excited because for the first time, everything became money, you know, from, you know, getting booked for things to, you know, like the features, appearances, and, you know, also acting. And acting was something that I never really wanted to do. I really liked modeling. I didn't like acting out stuff. And with that, I just kind of went in, I guess, blind-sided into the adult industry. But I had to start developing some entrepreneurial qualities that helped me kind of maneuver through this new industry. It wasn't like, you know, as cookie cutter as modeling, because in the adult industry, everything's just kind of open, open-minded. And you can't go in with all this structure. You're going to have to move around, but you have to have an internal structure, internal qualities in yourself. And luckily for me, I was going to school for business. And so I was already educating myself on how to be an entrepreneur. And I just added in my sexy lifestyle, sexy career in that, and became a sexy entrepreneur. So it was really helpful to, you know, kind of do my homework, but look at it in the sense of, okay, when I work in adult, I want to have my business plan. I want to have a marketing plan together. I want to have, you know, my social media platform on point so that I can be successful. But then I also want to maintain my sexiness, too. So it was like I have to play two roles. When I went into the adult industry, I had no manager. The guy that got me in, he ended up not working out too well in the industry, so I just kind of dumped him to the side and kept moving forward with it because I saw the money that I could make in it. I saw the potential in it. And so when we come back from the break, I'll talk about these 10 qualities, these 10 common qualities that I have and that other sexy entrepreneurs have when it comes to really having a successful business and a successful lifestyle. And when we come back, we'll talk about those 10 qualities.
Rain tonight. money flowing like water. She just love to get wet. She be running for the border, cause he ain't making her sweat. I'ma make her take a ride for it, catch a cramp in her thighs for it. Cash out, get the dealer tag, all you gotta do is sign for it. Woo! See there? I wanna be clear. If the sun is out or the rain is pouring, I'ma be there. Push. Vacate in a drop top on Biscayne. Night is young, the bottle's up, you ain't worried about another bitch name. Just which lane we swerving in to be out. I'm sweating her weave out, until we done it, we out. Yeah! Kiki and King Push in 3D, that's Big Bruh and Lil Sis like BB and CC. Ow!
All right, you guys, that was Kiki White with Rain, and you're back listening to Sexy in Biz on the Dollhouse Network. So before the song came on, I was talking about having certain qualities of a sexy entrepreneur, and I want to break those down for you. There's 10 of them that I've come up with that I saw that were common in the different people that I met during the duration of my adult entertainment years. So the first one that I saw was being a risk taker, being risque, as you would say. And usually entrepreneurs take big risks. And the biggest risk of being a sexy entrepreneur is, being exploited. And not in the sense of like doing adult films, but a sexy entrepreneur will present something sexual to its audience or target market. And sometimes some people can judge you immediately from being a risk taker. So usually the entrepreneurs that I've met have been risk takers. They really left behind what their parents would say about them, what their friends would say about them, and took that risk of doing something that they felt comfortable with doing, and they moved forward. And the second quality is being a creative thinker and being open-minded. And so when I think of this, I think of how many ways can I be sexy? You know, as an entrepreneur, you want to kind of cultivate this creative mindset of always being creative, always feeding your inner artist of who you are. And if sexy is your game, then, you know, you want to keep yourself surrounded by things that will creatively stimulate your sexuality in all means. It can be, you know, what you do physically, what you do mentally, what you do emotionally, and what you do spiritually as well. Like all those combined kind of cultivate that creative sense. The third quality is being a visionary, you know, looking at the bigger picture. Yes, this is what I want to do today, but where else will it go from there? And if you don't know, you know, just go off of your intuition in that sense of knowing that there's a bigger purpose. And throughout my life, I've always looked at everything that I've done as a blessing. You know, whether people misunderstand it or misjudge me, I know that, you know, even the things that people have turned into something negative, you can always find the blessing in disguise in that perspective. The fourth quality is working and communicating with passion. So usually an entrepreneur is very passionate about what they do. Like they're coming from something within themselves. You know, maybe it was the experience that really ignited this passion, or it's just something that they just love doing. You know, I love doing this. I love being a sexy entrepreneur because I you know. And for me, my passion was always just having that sexiness in me. That was what I was passionate about. What I talked about earlier was basically, you know, I always want to be sexy. So whatever my career turns out to be or however my life pans out, I want it to be a sexy experience. And that was my passion. So I work that way. I speak that way. I walk that way. I talk that way. You know, it just became an essence of who I was. The fifth quality is a very unique concept, and I put sexual magnetism. Now, when I say sexual magnetism, I'm thinking of, you know, looking within yourself. There's something that draws, you know, sexy people, a sexy lifestyle to you. Everybody's not fortunate because everybody does not open that side of them up. But this quality is really, really powerful for the people that, you know, everywhere you go, people acknowledge you're sexy, or you're just surrounded by sexy people on a day-to-day basis. You're not looking at it on TV. It's actually happening in your reality. And I can say from my experience, the sexual magnetism evolved from me modeling, from me expressing my artistic side in a sexy way. It just started to attract, you know. So it's also kind of thinking about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is, you know, basically you are what you see. And what you think, it becomes. So the dominating thoughts in your mind become your reality. And so with that, you can kind of, you know, with those five qualities, you can kind of look at just the first aspects of, you know, am I a sexy entrepreneur? What makes me a sexy entrepreneur? And if you're like, yep, all five of those are me, then you might, you know, see that's why your life is the way it is. It's an awesome entrepreneurial experience because it's sexy, it's fun, it's lovely. We still got a little more time, so I'm going to give you guys four more qualities of a sexy entrepreneur. So the next one is appreciation for sexuality. This type of quality means that you are open to, you know, your sexuality and the sexuality of others. So you don't judge. You know, you have an appreciation for sexuality in general. You don't judge people, he's gay or she's a transsexual or I don't know what that is or I don't do anal. I don't, you know, you just kind of very standoffish. That's not what we're looking for, what we're talking about. The appreciation of it is welcoming all types of sexuality, the orientation, the mindset of others that are highly sexual, and just cultivating that full experience. You have a full appreciation, admiration, inspiration for sexuality. The next quality is being a socialite. And most sexy people are socializers. Like, we're the center of attention. We're always building relationships. And it's very important to have those certain type of relationships to help you gravitate as an entrepreneur, because you never know when you have to, like, change your lane and do something else. And if you don't stay connected with people, then it's going to be hard for you to really see things manifest for yourself. Like for me, I can honestly say that networking helped me in the sense of I just cultivated with certain people, and they really inspired me and really helped me push forward. Like the Dollhouse Network really took me under their wing, and here I am. Now, when we come back, I thought I had a little more time to say the other two, but when we come back, we'll talk about the last three, 10 qualities of a sexy entrepreneur. This coming up song is by Chase J called Ensemble. I said Ensemble. Assemble Your Love, and we'll be back after that.
When the
All right, you guys, that was Chase J, Assemble Your Love, and I am Imani Rose here on the Sexy and Biz Radio on the Dollhouse Network. So back to those 10 qualities of a sexy entrepreneur. We stopped at number 7, talking about being a socialite, you know, networking and relationship building, and how important that is. It's definitely important to keep that going and learn how to do it very well. If you don't know how to do it, you may want to work on that. It is a work in progress. I still have an issue with networking in certain arenas, but I always keep my composure, you know, and move forward. So the next quality is very important as well, and I love this quality because it helps you stay balanced, and it's self-control. And every sexy entrepreneur knows how sexy they are, whether it's, you know, everybody wants their business, everybody wants their products, their services, or they're just a sexy person in general. They have to have self-control. And self-control really just helps you focus on what makes sense. You know, there's going to be a lot of people around you, and you really have to know what's right for you and what's wrong for you. So self-control embodies like your intuition, your focus, you know, your determination, you know, because you'll have moments as an entrepreneur where you just don't have nothing else but you. You know, you're the only one doing it, and you it won't be like that always, but that is something that commonly happens, is that you're always trying to work on keeping everything in control, and it starts with yourself. So if you can keep yourself in control, then everything else will mirror that in your world, in your entrepreneurial pursuits. The next quality is something that I think is the best quality that someone could manifest, and only a chosen few really have cultivated that, and you would see this quality in a lot of celebrities, and it's having an unforgettable aura. Having that sense of mystery, you know, where people really just don't know who you are, but they think they know. But right when they think they know you, you do something, you know, mystical. You do something magical. So it's always something unique, you know, coming your way, and you showcase it to your audience. And that quality is just something that leaves that lasting impression. It's very helpful for, you know, building that fan base, or building that list of customers, you know, and it's also just something also that has to do with being, what I would say, authentic. And in this 10th quality, we go into being authentic. The 10th quality is being naturally sexy and just having that natural sense of who you are. And it's probably something that has kept me pursuing forward and given me that hope and optimism to keep, you know, keep it sexy, keep everything I do sexy. It's just like something that comes from within myself. And I'm encouraging all of you that are listening that are sexy entrepreneurs that if you're going to, you know, become a sexy entrepreneur, that 10th quality is basically being authentic. And speaking of authentic, we go back into talking about sexy and biz. Sexy and biz is about having that able mindset, and able stands for authentic, balanced, liberated, and empowered. If you have these qualities, you will definitely see your world go into a whole new direction, because nothing is going to stop you. You definitely will always see where you're supposed to be at the right time. Everything's flowing in harmony. And that's what we really all want. So let's talk about, you know, being naturally sexy and, you know, understanding that from being authentic. So being authentic is basically having that knowingness, you know, who are you? Having that self-knowledge and self-awareness of who you are. And this is, like, really, really deep. You know, you have to look at the parameters of everything that you are, you know, your own levels of sexy. How sexy can you get when you're not being sexy, when you feel ugly, you know, when someone, you know, makes you really, really happy, how you feel, how you look, when you feel that way. Also, you know, what triggers you to go off, what makes you mad, and you have to be able to catch yourself doing that. And when you catch yourself, when you're in that self-awareness of how your emotions and your thoughts play out in your reality, you can make the changes, you know, tweak yourself and really stay authentic. You know, I've seen a lot of sexy entrepreneurs go too far, whether it was going all the way with the plastic surgery. That's probably one of the most common things that the women do as a sexy entrepreneur is, you know, they go too far as the look. They really focus on how they look, trying to fit in. And yes, we are supposed to go with the flow of what our business wants, but at the end of the day, that's your life that you have to deal with later on. And when you go too far into it, you start seeing the repercussions of it. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen those articles and pictures of people that where their plastic surgery went wrong. And it was, you know, at that moment, I can identify them as being unauthentic. Like, they're no longer being themselves. They're trying to be something that they're not. And it's sad to see it, but it happens every day. Every day someone makes a decision to go out of their natural sexiness to be liked by others or to be accepted by others. And I've even, you know, done it myself. From changing my hair to trying to manage my weight. And some things just don't fit me. And I have to know within myself that it's okay to say no, like, no, that's not me. And whatever's for me will come naturally. And so the question I guess I have for you in closing, this is a take-home question that you guys can just kind of dwell on. I eventually will start like a discussion area where we have these take-home questions and we can go on the discussion for a few days and talk about these questions in more depth. But the question is, who are you? Who are you really? And when you think of that question, go deeper and think about what's your contribution to your everyday life? What do you contribute? What do you give to life? What do you give to the lives of others around you? And what do you give to yourself? You know, how do you replenish yourself, nourish yourself and your spirit? Because in that, you will find the authentic side of yourself, and that's always your true self. And never think that, you know, being authentic is not going to get you what you want. It's going to be exactly everything that you need. And it's so important to have that that naturalness into everything that you do. It gives you the niche that you want where there's no competition because you have that competitive advantage. This is who I naturally am, you know, and I leverage off of my naturalness. And you also just use it as a guide. It guides you, you know, these are your parameters of knowing yourself. And you can do a whole bunch of different things with that. You can take personality tests. You can have your friends tell you about yourself, which that can be a little harsh, but if they can tell you the truth about yourself and you know they love you, they're only doing that for the best in your life. So please consider what others that you trust say about you because they're only trying to help. So my final thoughts for Sexy and Biz this evening is for everyone to continue to get to know me, you know, go to sexyandbiz.com and read my bio. I created like a little bio about myself. And if there's anything that you have questions about, feel free to send me a message. You can also tweet me on sexyandbiz on my Twitter. I'm probably like sexyandbiz everywhere. I think I have a Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook. And on Facebook is Sexy and Biz Coaching. And all that, like I said, can be found on sexyandbiz.com. I wanted to leave you guys with an affirmation. And as the show grows, I'll kind of go into what affirmations are and what they're, what kind of tool it is. I'll probably talk about it at the end of the month, affirmation development. And this affirmation is something that you can write down and just keep close to you, because it will definitely start manifesting things in your subconscious mind to help you align yourself to your sexy. So here it is. I am sexy. It is naturally in me to be sexy. I am able to be as sexy as I am. No one else can define my sexy but me. And in that, I'll close it out. I thought the music was going to come on. I'll close it out. And you guys, you know, be patient with me. I'm still learning this. This is something very new for me to do the radio thing. I'm excited about it. And I don't expect myself to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I am sexy, and I will remain that. So you guys take care. I look forward to growing this community, helping people connect with other people, and answering questions the best to my abilities. And with that, I wish you a wonderful week. And you guys make sure that you stay sexy yourselves and stay authentic. And that should keep you aligned to what you're supposed to do. Everything is happening for a reason, even with you listening to this segment and seeing that I'm not that perfect, but I'm on to something. You know, it's always a divineness in everything. So have a good night.
Some new shit.
Your girlfriend that called you and got in your ear.
Yeah, yeah.
Telling you that she saw me out clubbing somewhere.
Oh.
With some other chicken with no curly hair. Kissing and rubbing and touching all over her body. She's lying, I wasn't, I swear. I can have who I want to.
Yeah,
but damn girl, I chose you.
Oh,
I'm trying to tell you, believe me, she's lying. I'm not gonna beg, but I don't want you crying.
If you only knew I was home,
oh,
all alone,
oh,
down in the street. But you think I'm on some bullshit.
Innocent till proven guilty, but girl, not with you.
Yeah.
How in the hell did you ever become so damn insecure?
Oh.
Maybe it's because of everything a nigga did before. But you say you trust me and that we moved on. I made the changes that you asked me for.
Oh.
I could have who I want, true.
Yeah.
Damn girl, I chose you.
Oh.
I'm frustrated, tired of cleaning this shit up. You ain't gon' listen, then fuck it, I give up.
If you only knew I was home. All alone,
yeah.
Don't hesitate, spit it out.
Oh.